can take a sunrise,
who can take a sunrise,
sprinkle it with you, cover it with chocolate and a miracle.
Welcome back to a brand new season of Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I am your host, Dane, and joining with me today, as always, are my co-hosts, Camden.
That's me.
And Jackson.
That might be me. You don't know.
Welcome back. It's season 5, baby. We've done it. This is it. No, I'm kidding. We still have maybe 4 more seasons before one of us or of us leave. But yeah, we're back with a brand new season, baby, with brand new jam-packed things. And we were super excited earlier today of this recording. We're like, we're going to record in person in the studio so that way we could get a lot. Now, I got about a week's amount of work left to set all that up. But hey, we'll be recording in person for next week when we talk about Shang-Chi.
That's the important one anyway.
But we're not talking about that.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, we're not talking about that yet. We're talking about a movie that's, I'll say it, much worse in shorter terms. We're going to, this week we're talking about.
You haven't seen Shang-Chi.
True. Shang-Chi could be a train wreck.
That is true, but it'd have to be
Candyman.
Yeah, it'd have to be really bad to be worse than Candyman. But we have a lot of movie news to catch up on because we were gone for 2 weeks. So let's waste no time and jump right into this. Pop a Tootsie Roll in your mouth and sit back while we talk about the latest news of the past few weeks, starting with the Powerpuff Girls CW pilot star Chloe Bennett announces that she is no longer doing the project. And if you were here for when we read some of the script leaks that were allegedly dropped on Twitter, makes sense.
Yeah. Makes so much sense.
I would have left it too.
I would have left it when I got to the script reading part and going, wait, no, you guys are kidding, right? Like, this isn't actually, like, we're not actually doing this, right?
Mm-hmm. It was terrible. And it probably still is if she's leaving this late.
We're going to review this, right? If they ever release the first episode.
Oh, 100%.
Well, at least watch the first episode, yeah. Well,
first, I'm not going to watch anything more than that. Sorry, Chloe Bennett, you're missing out on the greatest project of your life.
Yeah, she's going to regret it when the Powerpuff Girls really pop off here.
That was a nice alliteration, Jackson.
Thank you. I really tried.
Speaking of really great projects, Netflix reveals their live-action Avatar The Last Airbender first casting. We got 4 people. We got Aang, Katara, Sokka, and Zuko. What do you guys think?
You have to say their names, dipshit. No one's going to know who they are unless you fucking say the names.
Okay, fine. We have Gordon Cormier, who is Aang. It's a little kid.
He looks really young. I mean, I guess Aang is like, what, 12?
Yeah, but then we have Kia Wentio, which is Katara, which she looks a lot older than him, and they're supposed to like fall in love.
But she's also older than him in the cartoon, isn't she?
Yeah, but, honestly, this actor looks like she's 18. I'm not going to lie. I could just
she's
be
probably not,
being deceived,
but she still looks significantly older than
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it might just be the makeup.
Maybe Gordon's really good at acting up, you know?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's an old headshot.
And then we have
headshot.
Ian Ousley, who is Sokka.
I would have casted him as Zuko.
Honestly, I was thinking that too.
And then Dallas
looking at this
Liu
guy's headshot.
Zuko. I'm really excited for this show. I hope that it goes well. I just am confused how they're planning on filming all of this that's like technically supposed to take place within like 9-month period. And they're like, there's kids in the show.
Yeah, how are they going to do this within like over the span of 4 years? And
maybe they're just
going to make it look consistent.
Bang it all out in like 1 month.
And they actually have everything taken care of. They're going to record it all in 1 month and spend the next 3 years editing. That's the only way around it. Who would you cast as Iroh?
Steve Buscemi.
I think that's a good one, Jackson.
That's a great one.
Bit of an odd choice for.
You might need to eat a few burgers.
Like, yeah, that's the only thing I was saying. Like, there's not another issue about that casting. It's just the weight.
Yeah, 100%.
Jack Black.
I'd love to see the Boulder played by The Rock.
That'd be good. A little Supperware joke
awesome.
Right there.
Yeah. But other than that, I really don't care as long as they're like not culturally insensitive.
I want you know what? Let's have a culturally insensitive casting right here. I want the Fire Lord. What's his name? Ozai.
Ozai,
I want him to be played by Kevin Hart. I think that'd be pretty funny.
Oh, God.
That Kevin Hart, he's a pretty, pretty funny guy. You know what I mean? I think
he's
he could do it.
He's a menacing Fire Lord for sure. Yeah.
Who would you cast as Toph, Danon?
Whoever played Ben Affleck. Oh, Ben Affleck from Daredevil. That's
Ben
a
Affleck
good one.
From Daredevil could play it.
Like Toph, but right, like current right. Ben Affleck, like 50-year-old
Batman,
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
That makes a lot of sense to
that'd
me.
That'd be really funny.
You know what else would be really funny?
I don't know, Jackson.
A Free Guy sequel.
Why
because
would that be
Ryan
fun?
Reynolds announced that Disney has asked for one. Yay. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Neither have I.
God, we should have watched Free Guy.
Yeah. But I guess it was good for them to want more.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about it. So, guess we'll have to see in Free Guy 2, the freer guy. Or would it be Free Guys? Like with
don't know how the
like
movie
plural,
ends, can't make that call yet.
Ooh, good point. Jackson, seeing that you haven't seen it either, what's your prediction on the title?
Two Free Guys. Like there's another one.
Two Free Two Guys.
Played by Kevin Hart.
All right, that's good. All right, I'm going to attempt to say this guy's name. Apologies in advance. Denis Villeneuve. There's no S. One more try. Denis Villeneuve reveals the official runtime of Dune. 2 hours and 35 minutes.
It's a long movie.
And after that Dune trailer that came out a couple weeks ago. Okay.
It's a really
I guess.
Fucking long
yes.
Movie.
Yes.
It's a long movie.
I've been waiting for this.
Please calm it down with the
long
movie.
No, it's just a movie about sand. I was excited about it and now I'm not.
I thought it was
but
just,
what if it isn't a sand dune? What if it's like
a documentary about sand dunes?
That's a good guess though, Camden.
Thanks, dude. I'm really
could there be other that. Types of dunes?
No. There's never
like
been
like a
never
snow
will
dune?
Be.
A water dune.
Ah, oh, man.
A water dune is just considered a wave.
Good to know.
But that's not very funny.
You know, it is pretty funny. The Matrix 4.
No, there's no way. Camden.
And they've officially
there's
announced
no way I'm
the
gonna
title.
Let that I'm not going to let that slide. That transition sucks.
The Matrix Resurrections. That's the title for Matrix 4, in case you couldn't hear me over Danon's babbling.
That was a terrible transition.
Jackson did it literally two news bits ago.
Yeah, but Free Guy is supposed to be comedic.
But Free Guy's,
Matrix
Free Guy was a funny movie.
Matrix is hilarious.
What was funny about The Matrix?
Based and red-pilled.
Take the blue pill. You will stay cringe. Take the red pill. You will become based and exactly. See the world like you never have before. Oh, man. This movie's supposed to come out this year. You guys know that, right?
Really?
Is it? I really have
yeah,
not
Yeah, it's supposed
heard
to come out
well.
In December.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little worried because all the movies that are releasing in December, we really haven't heard much about.
Spider-Man, though.
We heard about Spider-Man.
We'll talk about
we
that
have,
later.
But Jackson, that's also... with like less than 200 days before the movie comes out.
No.
All right. How are you going to transition?
Did you know that Black Canary movie is reportedly in the works with Journey Smollett returning from Birds of Prey?
Cool. I don't care.
I think it's Smollett.
Smollett?
She was a good part of Birds of Prey.
But it's not like
probably. Yeah. I mean, it could be good. I think it'll be interesting.
I think. Where they're going with it so far with James Gunn and like having it being like interconnected but not nearly as deeply rooted as like the MCU yeah. And just having like okay this character's here I guess but like nothing's that
it's not that big of a
intense
deal.
I think that's yeah that might be nice
yeah I'm down
having
with that.
Like these smaller movies I'm down to clown with this one. Jackson, are you in there?
Like swimwear.
Beautiful. That's Jackson's new catchphrase for those of you listening for season 5.
I say it probably 5 times a day. Pisses everyone off.
It's become
off.
A real problem.
Yeah. But Danon, you said you can you're down to clown, but I really hope there are no clowns in the Black Canary movie. I've seen enough of
I'm the
Joker
baby.
Harley Quinn.
Jackson, did in our 2 week break, did you take comedy classes?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm actually I'm enrolled in comedy 405 right now, Danon. It's the the peak comedy class.
You were gonna say comedy too.
I in the middle of my thought, I was like, I better make it an upper division class so they know I'm serious
I'm in
about this shit.
Comedy 101. Shit.
Fuck. Now they know I'm new to comedy.
Nothing new to it.
I have to show them I'm experienced at comedy.
You know what is new to your calendar, Jackson? Disney Plus Day.
What?
That bad boy's coming in November 12th with plenty of new projects and first looks set to be revealed. And you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going to look yet, but hopefully there will not be something on November 12th. So that way we don't have what we had last year happen again with the Disney Investors Day, where we recorded for 4 hours and had to split that amongst 2 weeks because it was so much content.
Right. Well, that's probably going to end up happening
this year. It's on a Friday. So we got plenty of time, boys.
We do have plenty of time. We just prep mentally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we'll get some talks about some upcoming Star Wars things like Mandalorian Season 3.
Thank God.
The Boba Fett thing. Maybe a couple Disney projects like Moon Knight.
Speaking of Moon Knight.
Well, you ate that perfectly.
We have our possible first look at the upcoming Moon Knight Disney Plus show character suit. It's pretty cool. Looks a little bad as well.
It looks too dark. I thought Moon Knight suit was supposed to be like white.
I think they're going for like a mummy thing right now.
Kind of seems like it.
Also, if you try to look it up, there's only going to be one image that shows up on Google because Marvel has been trying to take this down for a while.
Yeah.
So good luck if you can find it, but I just copied it and put it onto the Google Docs that we use.
You can ask us. We'll show you the script.
Yeah. We'll put it on the screen right now, Camden. There we go. Sorry for it being super pixelated and compressed. That's the only way we could put it in the social media feed. But yeah, it looks like it pretty much.
Looks just like him.
I think we will get this suit in the beginning as like the Egyptian mummy suit. And then near the end, we'll get the Moon Knight suit where it's just like the clean white and black.
Okay. Mm. That would be That'd be pretty interesting.
But I like it that they're doing the white eyes. I wish they would do that with more of the characters. Like Spider-Man, Black Panther, and Deadpool work really well. And people are like, you can't do the comic book eyes. They work great.
No, they do.
They look awesome.
God, Moon Knight's so cool. You know what else is cool? Jackson's transition to the next news bit.
You know what else is cool, Dana? Kevin Feige confirmed Dominique Thorne's Riri? It's probably Riri, right?
No, it's no, Riri, man.
Is it Riri Williams?
Yes.
Riri Williams will debut in Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
There's also been some set images released of the production so far. We see a glimpse at Martin Freeman's Everett Ross, the only white guy in Black Panther, the first movie, the agent guy. He's he's coming back in the sequel, but he's got a big old beard. So I'm going to take a guess that he didn't get dusted when Endgame happened and Infinity War and all that.
Been a long 5 years.
Yeah, been a long 5 years. He's got a big old beard. But really excited. I think Black Panther Wakanda Forever might be a nice like launch pad film to like introduce a bunch of more characters.
I'm really excited for it.
Because I don't think they're focusing too much on one single character besides like Shuri. Shuri's going to be the Black Panther, right? Like,
I really hope so.
If she isn't, I don't know who would be.
I don't know how they could do it otherwise without it being incredibly insensitive. It only makes sense for her to be the Black Panther.
Well, right.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
You know what else makes sense? Anthony Mackie finalizing the deal to star in Captain America 4, which is set to release exclusively in theaters within the next few years. We talked about this right after the Falcon and the Winter Soldier finale, but it's good to know that it is finally... The documents have been signed.
It's canon, dude.
It's canon. Speaking of being exclusively released in theaters... We don't tend to preach on our podcast too much, but please, within these next few movies over the next 2 months or so, you gotta go and see these movies. I know it's tempting to see them in your home, but if we keep doing this, we're not going to get awesome movies like Spider-Man No Way Home on the big screen because they're going to be like, oh, it will just be more cost effective to release them straight to home. And then we won't have movie theaters, and then I won't get to hold hands with Jackson and Camden and do the popcorn trick while we're all watching
on
a movie together.
On second thought, please never go see another movie ever again.
Camden!
Yeah, actually, Danny, you just made me never want to watch a movie with you in particular. I think I'm just going to go by myself from now on.
What happened? What did I say? Was it the popcorn trick thing?
It was the whole hands.
It was a little bit of that.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm not ready for that kind of relationship.
Well... Yet. I'm really excited for Shang-Chi next week in theaters. And hey, Venom's only releasing like 2 weeks after that, right?
Nope.
What?
Push back to October 15th.
God damn it.
Why would they do that? I wanted to see all the carnage.
Let there be carnage, but like a little bit later this time.
This is just turning into No Time to Die. There's no carnage happening right now, and there is so much time to die.
I see no freaking carnage on my screen, dude.
It's like, let there be carnage, but at the same time, they're like, let's not have carnage. You know what I mean?
I have two alternate titles.
Yes, Jackson Fire when ready.
All right, Venom No Time for Carnage or Venom Late There Be Carnage because they're late.
Oh, dude.
Oh my god.
I'm a genius, right?
Dude, Comedy 405. Was it 405?
405, yeah.
Comedy 405 is really, really picking you up your comedy chops. That was good. That
I know.
Was good.
I know. They should really sign a deal with me to name their late movies.
I think that's a bad gimmick. You should just name it in the beginning.
Well, no, because they have to change the name.
It doesn't make
late.
Any sense, Danon. Yeah, they got to change the name.
Like, don't you remember James Bond? It was originally named James Bond, A Lot of Time to Die, and then they changed it
slowly. You know, over time.
You know what else may be released eventually? The Marvels, the Captain Marvel sequel, with Samuel L. Jackson confirming he'll be returning.
Woo! That was like you might want to say that sentence again. That was a real Yoda gymnastics thing you did there.
What do you mean? I literally just said Samuel Jackson's confirming he's in the Captain Marvel sequel, The Marvels. I just switched it up. Danon,
you switched up the wording.
A communications major, you sure can't communicate.
I don't bring up your bullshit majors every time you say something.
Yeah, but we're communicating here and you're doing a really bad job about it. We're not doing chemistry here and I'm doing a really bad job about it.
Because you wouldn't. You're really good at chemistry. Danon.
I'd probably kill us all. I'd like accidentally make some like carbon monoxide.
Why would you do that, dude?
And we'd be dead
in seconds.
It's an accident, obviously.
Jackson, I'm recording with your professors in the room with me right now.
Oh, no. They're all going to fail me.
They're so mad at you, dude. They're
How
so mad.
How am I
going to
mix chemicals now?
They're yelling at the screen like that will change anything. So they're clearly not computer science majors because they would know that you can't hear.
Yeah, they would know that,
guys. They can't hear you.
I like the idea of like someone with a major knowing only what that major encapsulates.
only what that is.
Like a computer scientist. They're the only people that can use computers.
Hello, I'm a walking and talking major. And they're like, get a load of Poindexter. And then they have to get up and be completely quiet. Get a look at this asshole over here, huh? He could walk and talk. I'm a not trip down the stairs major.
everyone else falls down the stairs.
That's damn stupid. It. I'm only a pull door major, not a push door major.
I can't enter this building.
It's just a lot of people pushing on the glass door until it breaks. Speaking about breaking. Baby. Shang-Chi's breaking a lot of records right now. It's debuted with a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, with critics praising Simu Liu's beautiful performance as Shang-Chi. And the fight sequencers are amazing. And also, the Mandarin is supposedly, and this is in the rare side of MCU films, is supposedly a good villain.
No.
Ooh.
They can't do that.
With interesting motives, consistency, and a tie into the character that isn't ridiculous.
Impressive.
Good for them.
This sounds like a fake review.
Yeah, probably just, you know, made up. There's no way a Marvel movie could be like, you know, good.
Good. It's okay, yeah, good, but never good. There's like four good Marvel movies.
But who knows?
Movies.
Maybe this will change things. Maybe, Danon, maybe Marvel will outdo themselves.
Would you think that, is there, like, were you setting up like a transition or like?
Speaking of outdoing themselves, what time it is?
What does that even mean?
How do we get to that?
We're outdoing ourselves by getting to trailer time.
What's the opposite of outdoing? In undoing? That's what we just did, Camden. That's what we
in
just did.
In not doing.
In doing. It's trailer time, baby. Hey, Jackson, you love the Kingsman series, don't you? With Taron Egerton in the Eggsy. Huh?
Right, I love the multiple Kingsmen.
You would love a third movie in that series, correct?
Yes, focusing on a singular man.
It's prequel time, baby. It's prequel time.
Damn.
World War One. Rasputin. 1-1-1. Spies. Planes. Parachutes. That's it. Kingsman.
Singular.
Ralph
one man.
Fiennes seems to be the lead of this one, but we got Digimon, the guy who plays Korath in Guardians of the Galaxy. Digimon. And pretty much those were the only two characters that were really noteworthy, but we watched the Red Band trailer. A lot of F-bombs, a lot of heads getting cut off.
It's pretty cool.
Jackson, what was your favorite part? What do you look? Are you looking forward to this movie or no?
I have not seen a single Kingsman movie, but the fact that there used to be multiple men and now there's just one makes it so much more.
Because you're like, what happened to all the other men?
Yeah, well, no. What I'm thinking is the man. This is a prequel, right?
Uh huh.
So the man in later movies duplicates. He becomes men, but right now, man, before he figures out how to do that, he's just man.
Jackson, I gotta get whatever you're on because that's good, man. That was the dopest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm on 2 hours of sleep.
Well, if man, you can't even tell.
My turn. Star Wars Visions. So
what the fuck was that? No, Camden. Why was it your turn just to say a name?
Because I wanted to talk about this because I like Star Wars.
You didn't even have anything to say.
And in other news, Star Wars Visions. I would like right, the rest of the us to part. Remain quiet for about 10 seconds so it gets awkward.
And we will move on to the next part.
Yeah. Star Wars Visions, though. It looks pretty good. I'm excited for it. I mean, why not? You know, it's just it's not canon or anything. It's just a fun little show.
I think this is a very interesting way to bring in some new viewers and reignite the flame of some old fans, because Star Wars isn't dying, but there's definitely like a consistency amongst them.
It's not on the up
and
up like Marvel.
You want some you know, diversity in it. You want some change. But I noticed that this is following a very different yet somehow similar-ish train of thought to the Marvel What If, where it's an anthology. None of them are connected, but you might see some characters that already exist. Some of them might be completely made up just for that one-off story. But there's 7 famous anime studios that are working on 9 of the... Is it 9 or like 11 of the projects?
Pretty all over the place.
It said 9 stories.
Yeah, so a lot of collaboration there. And a little goodie for all of our lovely listeners, I have the English voice cast here right now. Not with the... They're not here with me. I have the list of them. Probably
wait,
should have specified
here with me
them.
You pranked me, Dan. I thought they were all behind you, and I was going to get
no,
to say hi.
With no specific characters attached, we will hear the voice acting talents of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Henry Golding, that's our Snake Eyes, Temuera Morrison, beautiful Boba Fett, Jango Fett, all the other clones, Simu Liu, oh my god, that's Shang-Chi, David Harbour, oh my god, that's Red Guardian. Neil Patrick Harris. Oh my god, that's Neil Patrick Harris. He's pretty famous enough. Lucy Liu, George Takei, Allison Brie, Karen Fukuhara, Jordan Fisher, and more exclamation point.
What a
cast. Lot of people.
That's a lot of famous people.
Famous people in one place.
Jeez.
Looks like they put a lot of effort into it too.
And this is really exciting too, because this is just the dubbed version, so I think we'll be able to listen to both, like subbed and dubbed. For those of you who prefer one over the other, I think it's interesting. They're really giving all the options for this type of storytelling to be enjoyed. I'm looking forward to it. Not sure if we'll do a episode by episode breakdown or just an overall review. It might make more sense just to do an overall review of this when it's finished. But Jackson, this might be a thing for you to get interested in.
We'll see. We'll see if I can tolerate it.
We'll give you one episode.
What do you mean tolerate it, dude? That'd be cool.
Maybe I will. I feel like I know so little about Star Wars that it's hard to just jump in and get it all. But
well, based on the trailer, it seems like
much.
Yeah.
It seems like this one they're following very little. Okay. Some of these animes look like the lightsaber is just a sword, while in other ones it's like a lightsaber that they can constantly modify. So I think it's just going to be like its own thing. "Quote unquote," following the Star Wars mythos,
right?
Which is cool to see.
Yeah, that's probably going to be interesting. I might take a gander.
Would you gander at it for all of eternity?
Whoa, good one, dude!
Eternal's final trailer is out. More like, finally, I understand what this movie's going to be about. This trailer starts off and finally answers the question: if these Eternals were so great, where the fuck were they in all the other MCU films? But from this trailer, it's a pretty persuasive reason as to why. Because there's just a giant ass evil looking celestial saying that, like, no, don't stop. Don't intervene. Just stay there. Which, I mean, if that was my boss, I'd be like, no, you, dude. What did you, gents, think of this trailer?
They have Superman.
They got Superman from the DC universe.
Good for them. Superman's a good superhero. I feel like the MCU needed it.
Okay, the costumes are kind of sick. I like the costumes. I mean, what they've shown us so far, and it looks pretty cool, but
I'm worried
the plot won't be there.
I was just
it just
kind of
seems
that,
like they got like overpowered team, and that's the plot, you know?
It seems super interesting and everything. It just doesn't seem like an MCU movie.
Right. That's why I'm worried about
the plot. It feels
like
a weird one.
How the hell are they going to tie it into anything? Or if it's just going to be like okay, we're the Eternals. We go dormant again after this movie because there's no threat
we'll just get an Eternals movie in between every three, phases just to check in with them.
Right.
The Deviants are back, I guess.
Yeah, that seems what it's probably going to be, because these characters are too strong to, you know, just be in regular movies, it seems.
I'm sure we're only going to be left with like three or four of them. I'm sure most of them are going to die. We're going to get a real Suicide
Squad.
There
are a whole lot of them, so.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
Camden looked it up. It was 28, right?
28, yeah, in like the comics.
In the comics, okay.
In this movie, it seems to be like 14 or something like that. Yeah. Maybe just 10, but still a lot of people.
Well, they won't be really eternal if they die.
Comedy 405, if you haven't already, please sign up. There's open seats. No one can stick with Jackson.
I'm the only one in there right now.
He's the only one in there. But this is our next MCU movie after Shang-Chi in November, which is a perfect little sedator to hold us on to what we thought we'd never see. Guys, it's time to talk about the most interesting thing that's happened in the last 3 weeks. Spider-Man No Way Home trailer finally came out.
Oh my gosh. I was with Danon when he thought it was going to come out, and it didn't at
the
exact...
I've never been so sad.
It didn't come out at the exact time he wanted it to. You should have seen the look on his face. He was... But it came out 15 minutes later, so it was great.
Yeah,
I'm pissed. I was there the whole time, and then when we refreshed it on YouTube, it was like, over 1 million views already. I was like, that should have been me. But, where do we even begin with this?
So we started off, Spider-Man doesn't want his name out there, so he goes to Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is, in my opinion, a little weird about it. He's like, yeah, let me just use this spell that I shouldn't be using to help
you. A little sus, huh?
It seems like Doctor Strange is trying to teach him a lesson, or...
Weird thing to mess with the fabric of space and time just to teach someone a lesson.
Right.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, and then things go wrong.
Very Doctor Strange-esque, though.
And then Spider-Man goes on crazy adventures.
Yeah, what I assume is that they clear up that Spider-Man and Peter Parker are different people within like the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's still weird because people still assume that he's Spider-Man, even though people are like, court case says the footage was faked by Mysterio. So then like some people will be like, yeah, it doesn't happen. But I am interested to see people like Flash, who like loved Spider-Man
but hated Peter Parker. Yeah.
I hope that dynamic changes, or maybe it won't, like the second that it's cleared up in court. With a possible maybe a Matt Murdock, maybe not. Maybe we'll see a little Daredevil.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I think at this point, just give us characters, even if they're not important to the story. To show us that it's connected. Especially in New York, where 90% of the MCU takes place.
Yeah.
We should be fucking bumping shoulders with every other superhero in New York. Instead of everyone being like, oh, I wasn't in New York this weekend. But anyways, when Doctor Strange's spell goes wrong...
Multiverse.
To be honest, the Spider-Verse, they're doing Spider-Verse. Electro, Sandman, Green Goblin?
What?
And then the only one we can actually fully confirm, Alfred Molina's Dr. Octopus.
Oh, yeah. And he says, hello, Peter. He doesn't even say, hello, Spider-Man.
Which strongly suggests that he's actually talking to Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
I think you need to not get your hopes up, Danon.
I think it's extremely possible.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think that, like, that Doc Ock would just be like, oh, hey, Peter Parker. Because I feel like they're doing the similar thing where, like, maybe they're not all from the Raimi universe or the Amazing Spider-Man universe. But I think they're all going to be under, like, similar
pretenses.
They're going to
be playing the same people.
Like, yeah.
I don't think they're going to actually be from those universes, though.
I think, like, one or two of them might be. But I think it would be weird that of all the Spider-Man villains in all the universes, Sandman, Green Goblin, Doc Ock all came from Raimi, and then Electro and Lizard all came from that one. Like, that would be weird, but...
All right, do you guys think if they are doing a Spider-Verse, are we going to see Miles Morales? Are we going to see a Spider-Gwen? Are we going to see anything?
I don't think they do that for this movie.
Oh, that'd be kind of
sick. Maybe as a post-credit scene.
Like, maybe, yeah, they might pull, like, a Spider-Verse post-credit scene where it's, like, another Spider-Man, and then you're like, wait, what? And then it just ends. But, I think that if they were going to do any further Spider-Man, they'd do the other two movie ones first before they dive further into that. And with that, I have some interesting things to add on to this week, because the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer breaks the record for most watched trailer in 24 hours, beating Endgame's record of 289 million views, which is a shit ton, with its own staggering 355.5 million views, which is a fuck ton. Now we have a physical counter of a shitload and a fuck ton.
Right.
But with that, Sony has also rebranded the Sony Pictures universe of Marvel characters for their movies like Venom, Venom 2, Morbius for some reason, and that Kraven the Hunter movie we talked about. Why are those last two movies getting made? That doesn't make any sense. But now it's being rebranded as Sony's Spider-Man universe.
Which is weird.
Which is exciting, because they might be able to continue these stories from these characters that we already know.
Uh-huh.
Whether they switch it up or do something different, like maybe they do a Logan-style thing where it's like Spider-Man 4, and it's not like Tobey Maguire's universe, but it's like an older Spider-Man doing one last hurrah. Or they just redo Andrew Garfield's movie where he just lives in the same universe as Tom Hardy's Venom, and then they just coexist. Because you can do that now.
You just do whatever the f*** you want.
Now, yeah, you have the multiverse. You could just do whatever the f*** you want. Or even more interesting, Sony could do like a trilogy with Miles Morales in the MCU while the MCU still has Tom Holland Spider-Man to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And they could just kind of switch them out. Especially with how freaking positive everything has been over the last few days of just this trailer. Sony is going to definitely focus more on Spider-Man as a character than fucking Chameleon or Stiltman as a possible movie avenue.
Right. Yeah, no,
milk the shit out of Spider-Man.
Which I don't understand how they didn't think this before. Spider-Man, Batman, and Superman are the three most profitable superheroes, and none of them have really had like their time except for Spider-Man within these last few years. Also, Camden has told us that there have been there's been an early screening of the Batman movie. Camden, want to talk about that for like
kind of? Apparently, like, they did, like, one of those, like, focus groups. They show you the movie, and then you just, like, say what you think about it. And this guy came out, and he talked about it. He said that it was gory as fuck and, like, super brutal. Really bad blood and stuff, and, like, really just graphic. He doesn't kill, confirmed.
Yo,
and
Dan is pleased.
The Riddler is in the movie, and he's apparently, like, fucking crazy.
Riddle me this, Batman.
So, yeah. I'm excited for that.
God, first Spider-Man comes into the MCU, then Superman and Lois comes out.
Oh, and there's now, apparently like a crazy twist.
And now a good Batman movie after all these years. The last good Batman movie we had was The Dark Knight, and that came out in like 2008?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It's been so long since we've had a good Batman movie.
Dan, you weren't even born.
I haven't.
None of us were.
I'm a 13-year-old boy. I'm really, really excited for the future of these superhero movies, especially with Spider-Man in this lot. But before we continue talking about great things next week with Shang-Chi, we first have to do what we do best and review shitty horror movies. It's time to talk about Candyman. Jackson, do you want to give a light overview? And I mean fucking light. This is season 5, buddy. We've had a lot of practice. We are almost at 50 episodes. A light. Don't even mention character names that much. Just give us a light plot overview. Are you ready, Jackson? Can you do that?
I can attempt. There's an urban legend about a guy who gives candy out and then people died. That urban legend slowly comes to life through the lens of this guy named Anthony.
He's a troubled artist.
That was good. That was actually really good. Yeah. He gets stung by a bee.
Uh-huh.
And then other stuff happens. We can't really get much into this until we get the ratings. But honestly, we'll rate it after the spoilers, because I think you'll kind of see where we're going with this after we get through the spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So spoiler warning, if you don't want Candyman to be spoiled, but there was an 80s horror movie that this is like one of those weird, like, is it a sequel? Is it like a reboot thing? So if you know that, you'll be fine with this. Anthony gets stung by a bee, not a fucking normal bee, apparently, because he's got, like, arm dementia as it's, like, cripplingly turning into, like, a tree trunk. He keeps summoning Candyman like a dick, and then a bunch of people die.
Yeah, he keeps just doing it like he does. There's no care in the world.
Yeah. Also, very, very thin line between Candyman rules and Bloody Mary rules. Just wanted to say.
Yeah. I don't want to say either of their names too many times.
Well, there's no mirror. Ah, shit. There's a mirror in my room. He's right there, guys.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, we're not saying Candyman consecutively, but we're probably saying Candyman like 5 times each. So we're probably all going to die.
To avoid getting murdered before we can post this podcast, I'm going to call him Anthony for the rest of the time because that is not a threatening name at all.
Me too.
Anthony. It was a funny name that they picked, but Anthony
is a dumb name.
We'll call the painter Anthony's character the painter, and we'll call Anthony the C word. All right. So okay. Now that are we on the same page?
Yeah,
I think so.
So, anyways, Anthony summons Candyman.
Candyman, you're gonna die, dude.
I don't know what the tone of this movie was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Was it just me? It wasn't scary.
The sound design was scary. They did a really good job.
Right. They scaring us subverted with the sound expectations.
Design. They needed it to be more consistent. Like, they were trying to do a lot of different things with this movie, and it didn't work because, like, they're trying to go for scary, but then they were also trying to go for, like, a deeper plot that had, like, social connections. And then they also were going for, like classic, like, horror story, like, old mystery. And it just, all of it together, it was really inconsistent.
And then also apparently like a ghost connection.
Yeah, then there's like ghost things going on. It was just really weird.
I'll break down why the concept of the Anthony movie is a little confusing. So they started off with this gripping, super interesting take of Candyman. Fuck, Anthony. He is not the painter, the murderer. Anthony isn't a murderer, but just a misunderstood guy who has a hook for a hand, and although he gives out candy to children, he is not a bad person, and when they find razor blades and candy, they beat the guy to death, and then they find razor blades and candy anyways, and they're like, ah, crap. But then they find out, oh no, actually in the 1800s, there was this African who painted rich people, and then he fell in love with one of the rich ladies, and then the dad found out, and then he got murdered and then covered in honey and killed with bees and his hand cut off. But then also Anthony's the painter's girlfriend, his dad was obsessed with Anthony the murderer, not the painter, and then he just kills himself. And then also we find out that, oh no, he's not like a symbolic meaning for like oppression of an entire group of people within the American society and structure of our entire existence. He's actually just a murderer. You can't have it like 5 different ways, movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was so hard to follow.
No, they tried to do like way too much, and in the end they failed at. I mean, I wouldn't say they failed. I think it just got a little too confusing, and the lines were very, very blurred between what they wanted and what we like experienced.
Yeah, they were blurred like the paintings of the painter.
True.
I guess you're right.
I don't want to be mean, but Anthony can't paint that well.
They tried. He was really up and coming. You don't need to be good. You just need to be abstract.
That all it takes to be an artist?
I'm pretty sure. Have you seen Picasso?
Never seen him personally.
Dude, do not compare the work of Picasso with the painter. Trying really hard not to say the name.
I'm not comparing them. I'm just saying, like, if you look at any of his paintings, they're extremely abstract. It's all about the meaning behind the art, not the art itself, I'm pretty sure.
Welcome back to Rumi's Talking Artists, where we go into the entire biography of every known artist. But it was okay. And then the weird cult turn at the end, where that laundromat guy. Why did the laundromat guy want to turn Anthony into
I think he wanted to make him. Okay, so I'm going to explain what I think the whole movie was about.
Go ahead and give us your ending, because I'm still confused.
So what I think is that throughout the movie, Candyman can only kill when people say his name 5 times in a mirror. He can only be seen through the mirror. He can only like live through the mirror. So he's very real, but limited. I think that when someone innocent is murdered, it's like a sacrifice to make him more powerful. So I think when at the end, when Anthony, the painter, was killed, he was able to come to life. So I think the laundromat guy was just trying to frame him, get him killed, so that the real Candyman, the one that kills people, could come to life and, like, you know, go on a rampage. That's my thought.
I did see that that he was, like, a physical version at the end of this instead of just, like, a reflection.
Right, yeah, he was actually, like...
I don't want to critically think about Candyman.
That's true, but I
it doesn't
really
deserve...
No, I completely thoughts. Understand. It sucks that you even have to think that hard about it. Like,
I shouldn't need to, and it's not like a Christopher Nolan movie where you're like, oh, what's the deeper I shouldn't need to think a deeper meaning about this movie. I just want to watch a fun horror movie.
I was trying to make sense of it all after the movie, and that's the only thing I could come up with that made any sense.
But it wasn't like a fun way of solving it. You're like, God, I think we figured it out. It's just like, does that work? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
I guess this works.
I mean,
is this anything?
The motives behind a lot of things in this movie were so confusing. Because, you know, we get a story. There's this white lady who's killing a bunch of people in this, like, underprivileged town area. And she's trying to kill... She steals and is trying to kill a baby. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's just, you know...
That's a bad person.
That's a bad person. We find out later that she's trying to save the baby and she's a good person. And Candyman's just the fucking douche.
And then you're like, what?
He's a bad person.
You're like, what is this movie?
Then you're like, yeah, like, why would they even tell us that first thing? What significance
does
this second
thing have? It wasn't like an interesting
twist. Yeah, it wasn't even like this has any significance on the story. It was just like, oh yeah, remember that story we told at the beginning? Nah, it's different now.
And it's not like, oh, we were told by an unreliable narrator. We were told by, like, everyone. This is what happened. And then they're like, nah, I guess not, guys. Haha, lol, you fell for it, you idiot.
What's our scale for this one, Danan?
Fuck this movie. Out of five... Hook hands. Two and a half hook hands.
I'm gonna say three.
I give it two hook hands. So two and a half it is.
Go ahead and put it on the screen. So
50%.
Yeah. That movie was a bit of a doozy, but hey, what a way to come back. Season five, right? Gotta start off with a shitter to get to the I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Nothing.
Thank you all so much for joining us for our season five premiere. We are the first three episodes of our review of Marvel's What If are up right now, as well as the rest of our season one overview of The Bad Batch. And this time we actually mean it. If you haven't already, don't forget to follow us on our social medias. Jackson, fire him away.
So we got our Instagram at Roomies Talking Movies, our Twitter at Roomies Movies, our YouTube at Camden Powell. Make sure to check that out. Lots of good stuff on there. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell.
Oh, yeah.
If you hit the bell, Danan will come to your house and offer you a fresh kiwi.
You know, only 99.8% of our viewers are actually unsubscribed.
Wait, that's not a good statistic.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'll try again.
Try it again.
Guys, only 99.8% of you are unsubscribed, guys.
Camden, can we do it again? Subscribe. A little more wine. I want to feel it. I want to feel depressed.
Guys.
All right, Camden. I'm crying right now. I need you to pull it back.
Yeah, okay.
Season 5 is going to be back and better than ever. Next week, we'll be reviewing Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Oh, fingers crossed that will be in the recording studio, as long with as a bunch of other amazing podcasts that are slowly going to start coming out for KCR.
Nope, don't plug them.
I don't know any of them yet, dude, so I can't plug them. Just the concept of them, which is interesting and exciting. The final thing I will say is, Camden, what is the life lesson to learn from Candyman? This is the season 5 thing. You got to pull a life lesson from every film that we review now.
The life lesson to learn from Candyman is you should always be scared of mirrors.
That's a good point.
That's a good one to end on. Take that. Thanks, man. Take it home with you. Stay safe, and we will see you all next week. Take care.
Ta-ta.
Goodbye.
Also, was it weird that the school scene happened? Like, did that matter at all?
No.